And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Today in the news, the Fed can't force outcomes that market forces reject, writes John Tamney at Forbes. You see, money moves around the world with the click of a mouse. Longtime Citibank CEO Walter Wriston observed decades ago that, quote, capital goes where it's welcome and stays where it is well treated. That's why all those billions that Congress has sent to West Virginia over the decades haven't resulted in economic growth for the Mountain State, which is why the Fed's vow to support the labor market are Grand Canyon empty. Powell can do no such thing. Jobs are a consequence of investment, and investment goes where it's well treated. Well, a key variable for gold forecasting is negative real yields. That is, the 10-year Treasury yield minus the official CPI inflation rate, reports Gold Switzerland. Gold rises when inflation-adjusted Treasury yields sink into negative territory with increasing speed. This happens whenever the inflation rate is greater than Treasury yields. Looking forward 5 years out and more, this trend of negative real yields will likely increase, and to see gold double in price from its recent highs. Well, there are two tried and true ways to blow up a great empire. War and inflation, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. As Hemingway reminds us, they produce a temporary prosperity and a more permanent ruin. We're now looking at a deficit for this year that is more than the entire federal budget just 10 years ago. Already the hole is so deep, there is no honorable or honest way to get out, which leaves the dishonest, shameful escape tunnel, inflation. Big business backs a $15 minimum wage because it will crush Main Street competitors, reports USA Today. A growing number of major corporations and their trade groups are backing the current legislation push to dramatically raise the federal minimum wage. President Biden has called for more than doubling the minimum wage to $15 an hour. While many big businesses are already paying $15 an hour to all their workers, most small businesses cannot. Passing a wage hike right now would also worsen the pandemic trend of many big businesses thriving while millions of small businesses suffer. Hundreds of thousands have already closed forever. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.